welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. Warner Brothers started dropping bombs. Big Mike, want to drop one? Flex's bombs.
Yeah!
But Warner Brothers will be day and date with the movies releasing their 2021 calendar. That if things were supposed to come to the movie theater, they will be releasing also online. I think you said it's supposed to be for a month, Mike?
Yes, the movie comes out and then it's on HBO Max for a month. And then it'll just stay in the theater until the time they decide to put it on demand on Blu-ray.
And obviously, COVID has a lot of businesses trying to shift priorities and still make money. And this is the boldest of that, because even last year, we were talking about Netflix before. Netflix was releasing movies in the movie theaters, or trying to, at least to get some of the Oscar nominations that the movie needed to play for a certain amount of weeks or in a certain amount of theaters. And you had a lot of these theaters chains blocking all that. That's the reverse of what this is, which is we have a movie that should be out in the movie theater and then just saying it's going to be online. So where do you get the money from? You get money directly. You cut out the middleman. Don't worry about how much money you're supposed to gross from ticket sales or how much money the theater is supposed to get from a ticket sale. Just get it direct. Again, cut out the middleman. So how does everybody feel about that?
Something needed to change. No one was contending with Netflix. They didn't know how to do it. All they could think about doing was try to impose more rules so what Netflix was doing wouldn't impact them as much.
When you had things like Redbox, or when Netflix was Netflix delivers DVDs to you via mail, mm-hmm. where you had a lot of these movie companies trying to shy away from Netflix or Redbox, and they had to buy their DVDs directly from distributors instead of getting them directly from the movie companies, because they didn't want people to be able to rent it, or they didn't want people to be able to watch it at home. Like, that seems weird, but just maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, again, this is, you're getting movie quality movies, Hollywood blockbuster style movies. I will watch Dune at home. I will watch that movie
first.
Yeah. And Wonder Woman's the first movie, and that came out a couple of weeks ago, that they were going to do that. And it was like, okay, yeah, they have to. They've been holding on to that movie for a while, but whole slate of 2021, I know a lot of other movie companies or production companies were like, hold on, so what are we going to do? Other than Disney, Warner Brothers is probably in the best position because they own several companies. They own several streaming platforms. Uh-huh. So they have the means to make the movie, the means to distribute the movie, and again, cut out the middleman. And the theaters, to me, I love theaters. Love to go to a theater now, but I'm going to take it a little bit easy, but that's the thing to me.
What they've got in the lineup right now, this is right to give the people what they want. Once the theaters open back up, once this pandemic has resolved itself, and which it will resolve itself, these theaters will open up again. The market for that theater, there's no market for it now. So you need to go where the market's at. Market right now is home theater, home. Stream that shit. Give it to me. Movie is ready to watch. Put it on the streaming platform. Netflix has been doing it for 10 years.
Amazon, I think they might have gotten the rights to a couple movies, including Coming to America. I think they were discussing that, but
yeah, they got it. It's coming out in March.
Yeah. So you have your competitors doing pretty much the same thing without the theaters. So
all of this is basically because, for whatever reason, Hollywood, literally Hollywood, going the cinematic experience. I'll go back, throw one of my favorite director filmmakers out there under the bus. George Lucas is prevalent on that, adamant that his movies shouldn't be watched at home because a home setup will never be catered, will never have the setup required to play the movies the way he envisioned them to be played. Fast forward now to modern day with a surround sound 4K screen. 80-inch 4K screen. I mean, you're talking about you can get a theater quality set up in your home for less than $10,000, if even that much.
All you need is a sound bar and a decent TV.
Pretty much. And I'm looking at a new TV myself. Broadband internet speeds, you don't need to buy or have a Blu-ray player or anything like that. You stream straight from the internet. The market right now and the technology today, this type of setup is ripe for it. So, like, I give Warner Brothers just insane props for just saying, we're dumping all of our 2021 movies onto our platform. Like, that's exactly what they do. I'm surprised that they didn't throw in some special pricing in that, because I would pay for that. See, at least 6 movies I want to watch.
The only thing they did do is they knocked off the free trial, because originally you had a 7-day trial. They took that off the table. So now you
were a couple of deals where you could get like 6 months for like $70 or something like that.
Most people are using cableophiles. You're going to get a premium channel, and the most popular premium channel is HBO, which means you've got HBO Max. You can't lose with this. I'll have Amazon, Netflix, and HBO forever now if they keep this up.
They're still trying to go with that Game of Thrones TV show that might be HBO Max only. Warner Brothers is owned by AT&T, who also is a cable company, who also is an internet provider. Do you know that Comcast was changing some of their rules? And I wonder if they kind of got wind of what was happening. And it's like, oh, well, if people are just going to be streaming movies all day, let's change our internet consumption policies.
You need to be careful with that shit. They get the wrong brand of politicians in there. All they got to do is say it's un-American to stifle my internet if I can't watch what I want to watch.
Previous administration, they built some things into that, determine if the internet providers were public utilities and not, safeguarded some things. But yeah, I do agree.
All it takes is for a Comcast customer, Xfinity customer, I'm watching The Matrix 4 and the quality sucks, yet I'm doing the same thing over here and the quality is perfect. So what are they doing? They'll have a boogeyman that Congress can beat up on for brownie points. Be smarter and won't try anything stupid like that. Look at these movies. You got Mortal Kombat coming out in January. I haven't even seen anything about this movie, but I'm going to watch it. I mean, I probably wasn't going to watch that in the theaters.
Animated CG or...
No, it's live action.
It's live action, right? They've been trying to do Mortal Kombat for a minute.
Yeah, all the actors are like, it's rated R and there's no holes barred fatalities. They're going there. One even said one day on set, he said, I think I almost threw up at something they did. So, I mean, he may be just hyping it up, but it's not going to be your cookie cutter Mortal Kombat. This is adults only. Don't take your kids to see this. We're giving the fans what they want.
Yes, sir. I'm all about that. Godzilla versus Kong. It's going to be terrible, but I'm going to watch it. The Conjuring, I'm going to watch that too.
That might be okay. But anything dealing with King Kong or Godzilla after that last movie, no. Godzilla movie, that second one. Keith.
Oh, that was terrible. That was hard. No redeeming qualities of that one. Suicide Squad coming out August 6th. Good Lord.
Coming with the heat.
Hey, Dune, October 1, all of September. They got nothing coming out in September.
They don't need to.
Dune thing, that's going to be.
Yes. Ugh. Yes. Yeah,
like, I don't know why they pushed that back that far. I don't think it was ready, period.
Part of it was because studios were banking on the pandemic being resolved fairly quickly. What I would equate to them reading the room. They know this is not ending anytime soon, regardless of a vaccine. This isn't going to resolve itself in the next 6 months. Let's just go ahead and face that fact. And so Warner Bros. Decided to capitalize and make a move that everybody else should have been made. They're going to reap the rewards of it because now they're forcing everybody else to pivot and figure out what they're going to do, because Disney Plus, they were like, y'all charge us 30 extra for Mulan, and they're giving us their whole slate just for $15.99 to get subscribed to HBO Max. We get it with it. What's the deal?
And I'm seeing billion-dollar movies here right now. Like, Matrix 4, no matter how you feel about the other Matrix movies, that was going to make money.
Right. Automatic.
Dune was going to make money. Suicide Squad was going to make money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is what Marvel should have done with Black Widow. I said a long time ago, you need to do it.
Yeah.
Let's get it over with. And they're still trying to ride. Nope, we're going to put the shows on there.
Black Widow is not a mainline movie, so you can probably get away with it. It'll be all right, but I think that Mulan stuff probably scared them a little.
Mulan was some shit. That was some straight terribleness. Yes. Transcendent in its terribleness.
Movie's hot garbage. That was pretty movie's bad. Movie's garbage, yeah.
These movies were going to be huge in the theaters. Say half this lineup was going to make a fuck ton of money for the movie theaters, and they're gone. They're not coming to the movie theaters at all. So they're already talking about the cinemas are like closing up shop.
Basically back during the summertime, and I guess the attitude had gotten lax a little bit. And it's like, oh, well, businesses opened back up. Restaurants are doing limited seating indoors. And movie theaters were like, well, what do we do? Yeah, you can come back. And it's like, eh, I'm not sure about that. Right now. I mean, again, this is the boldest move in a company that last year they weren't doing so well. You had two successful movies. Everything else from them was still kind of up in the air. I mean, the stuff about the Justice League, which resolved itself eventually. And you also have that coming to the HBO Max.
Yep.
Like I said, whoever came over from AT&T and just kicked the door in and said, we're doing it this way from now on, or get that man or woman more money. They're knocking out of the park. I'm sold. I had a question mark for Matrix 4. I'm keeping my subscription for that. I mean, I'm going to watch it.
But yeah, I was not expecting that. And I think when I sent it, I mean, Mike was just like, they have to. That's all he said.
I don't see how movie theaters survived this. They were already teetering as it was. But, and I mean, I get AMC's pissed. I get Cinemark came out with a comment and said, y'all got to figure out how to pivot, or you just got to accept the fact that it's going to be a while before everything goes back to normal. And even when it does, there's going to be a section of people who are going to say, it's not worth me risking it and just come sit in the movie theater. Yeah, I miss the experience, but I'm going to be honest. It's got to be a hell of a movie for me to go to theater right now and sit there with a mask on to watch it when I sit at home and hit pause when I got to go to the bathroom and get something else to eat. I mean, what's the benefit? Why go spend all that money on tickets, concessions, and all, when you can literally sit here and eat and relax in your own damn home, in the safety of your home? You ain't got to worry about getting shot. You don't have to worry about nobody screaming or somebody throwing something at you or anything going awry. You can sit here, no mask, healthy as can be with your loved ones, and watch and enjoy. Like you said, you can set up your own movie theater here. When I get my surround sound hooked up, I'm good. It is what it is. You knew this was going to happen at some point in the future. And I've always said theaters are not going to die altogether. Drive-throughs exist right now. There's going to be one theater somewhere that's going to say, look, we're going to keep our doors open, because some people are just going to want that experience. Mm-hmm. But it's just not going to be the norm anymore. It's not going to be the whole, like Steven Spielberg bitching about Netflix, is because you did not see it. It's like the CEO of Blockbuster. They had a chance to own Netflix and passed on it. And he's got to kick his ass. He literally has to kick himself in the ass every day now to see where they're at now. You could have had that.
And then they try to do their own service that failed.
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, it was a terrible service. Stuff here in Variety, and one veteran studio executive said on Thursday, I guess the movie theaters will just be Halloween stores now.
Oh, that hurt.
Outside of the one or two Blockbusters that are in the movie theater, what else are people really going to see? Like, you were banking on these major movies. And like you said, there's movies going straight to Netflix. These are probably movies that I'm positive went to all the major studios before and got told, fuck no, we're not making that. Whatever. And Netflix was like, sure, let's make it. Fuck it. And they blew up. And you're looking stupid as hell because you passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Times are changing. It is what it is.
Well, you see what one person is doing. You can't take the hand. You brought up a good point with the whole Netflix and Blockbuster thing. If you could go back in time and you were this executive at Blockbuster, knowing what you know now, would you have not have jumped up, bought them, emulated their platform? Like, you absolutely would.
Part of it has to do with ego. It's an older person and they've been successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost bet money on it. There was probably one person in the room who told him, you seriously need to look at this because this is probably where things are headed in the future. Laughed it off like, ah, whatever. They're not going to last. You got to be kidding.
No, I've been doing this for 20 years. I know what's going on. Yeah.
We're Blockbuster Video. There's no way this is ending.
Cinemark, one of the country's biggest theater chains, said it will assess movies individually before booking them to play in theater. Yeah, they already failed. Studios talking about, we're going to bring in only the cream of the creme movies into our theaters. Like, no way in hell I'm going to deal with your bullshit.
It's going to become like Dollar Theaters. You remember when Dollar Theaters had like two theaters in the whole building and it was just two movies that show like late in the day or some shit? Like, it's literally like two screens. Whatever Blockbuster movie is out and everything else, that's it. That's all they're going to be able to have on there because it's going to become irrelevant soon.
Let's see. I think things will get back to normal faster than Warner Brothers' decisions would indicate, said Logan, a studio executive. They're using this as a cover to push HBO Max. Of course they are, dummy. That's exactly the point.
They're suited just like Disney, that they have a cable company, they own TV stations, they have a platform, they have the content, and you depend on them movie theaters depend on them to put out movies. So there'll be a market for whatever they have regardless.
Right. And they gave themselves a nice safety net because regardless of how this goes now, if shit gets better in 6 months, they already said it's going to HBO Max and theater. They can get you back in the theater if they want. If shit goes sideways again, they're sitting here like, hey, we're still good while y'all are still twiddling your thumbs.
Things get better when Dune's around, when Dune is released on October 1st. I'm going to go to the theaters and watch Dune. That's because I want that cinematic experience. Like, I'm one of those who's going to want to go to the theater and take the time to go out, sit down, have fun, and enjoy the theater experience. And the theater experience isn't going to go away. But at the same time, like, hey, fuck that. Like, if I don't have to go to the movie theater to watch a movie, I'm not going to risk it.
Well, as Mike was saying, I mean, before you had to worry about people talking, people
right
coming in late, using the phones in the movie, or shining the phone to find somebody. That was already annoying.
Waiting in line for the concessions.
I mean, paying for parking, depending upon where you're going. This movie that I wanted to go to sold out, but the only other times of this and that, I just pay for it myself and watch it when I feel like it.
Yeah. All businesses are going to have a hard time dealing with is convenience. That's why Amazon works, because do I have to get up and go to the mall? Fuck no. I can hit a button and it's here the next day. Why?
Or even possibly the same day, depending on where you live at.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can't get around it. They have to figure out a way to pivot. And Warner Brothers, like you say, whoever's in that room, whatever, to sit back and say, you know what? Fuck it. Let's run 2021. Put everything on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is doing it. Be the one. Be the leader of the pack.
Cinemas are looking at, oh, no one wants to come to theaters anymore. I'm like, you know what you could have done? Taken some of that bread, open up some new drive-ins.
Keith is thinking ahead.
Some dude just sitting back saying, no, 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 this is the way we do things. We're not going to change. Adapt or die. All right. That's it's a free market. That's how it works. I will miss the Cinemax experience, but I will willingly, gladly see them die if something better comes along. Let Cinemark, let AMC, let them all fucking die. Let Regal, let them all fucking die.
Regal is already dead. Messages. I guess that might have been August or something like that.
They shut down completely?
Yeah.
They're done. The comments I'm seeing, folks, they're not. Sad to see it go. I mean, it's unfortunate those people losing their jobs, but why don't you just make a drive-in? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, you could have employed those people that way.
Could have created like individual booths within seating arrangements. They could have done 50,000 different things, but it was, oh no, this panic's gonna go away. Like,
and this is not the same topic, but it's the best example I got. It's like I was watching ESPN when they did the college football playoff. They were talking about it, and one of the reporters made a comment. He was like, this is the year where there's no rules. You can literally can try anything right now, because if it works, cool. If it fails, you know why. So to your point, like you said, they could open a drive-thru. They could have made private viewing booths in theater. Like, you literally could have come up with any kind of plan and just tried it.
It's not going to get that normal, like, especially with the year and stuff.
Studies, viruses is telling you this shit's not going to get better. It shouldn't take more than that. Dude whose literal job is to pay attention to viruses and outbreaks and try to prevent them. And he's telling you, hey, wear a fucking mask and we can get this shit back to normal. I mean, like, it's the dumbest shit in the world.
And there's other sectors of the economy will likely struggle. I wouldn't say they're more important than entertainment, but yeah, like, I'd rather eat.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? In 5-10 years, whatever, theaters make a comeback, you have the nostalgia theater. Theater change.
And that's exactly what it'll be. I said it to my wife one time. I said, like I said, it'll be one or two that'll still be there, because some people, like you said, will want the nostalgia, or a couple will be like, you know what? Let's do a date night. Let's do like we used to do and go to a
movie. Exactly.
Yeah. You'll have that. So they'll make a little bit of money, but it's not going to be what it's been. There's not going to be new theaters popping up all over the place. Unless you have 4D, where I'm getting hit with wind, water, and everything else like I experienced in Vegas. And not everybody's going to want that either. It is what it is.
Yeah, no. Not everybody's going to be down with that whole... I mean, I knew people who got motion sickness and with the 3D stuff. I remember freaking out that watching Transformers. Was that third one? Dark in the Moon, where they were skydiving that thing. And I'm like, what the fuck is this in my face? And oh, 3D.
Yeah, we went to go see that.
I was like, what the hell is this?
We went to go see that.
Coming towards me, and she's like, that's 3D. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, nah, I'm good. I could watch this regular. You know what'll happen? Jeff Bezos is going to buy the movie theater chains. It'll be Amazon owned. It'll be like Amazon Prime cinemas and shit. And you'll get it with your membership. That's what the fuck will happen. Basically, he's buying everything. So what the fuck?
He's got enough money. Shit.
He's got so much money. He got divorced and still had more money than everybody. What the fuck?
Oh, man. No, one thing. The theaters are pissed at Warner Brothers. Looking at this article in Variety, and there's nothing but hate. Next, this is AT&T justifying the billions.
Whatever ray of hope they had, Warner Brothers put the nail in the coffin. They were like, yeah.
Talking about MGM is probably going to close their shop doors, but this is AT&T justifying the billions they paid for Warner Brothers. This is bad for creativity and the long term, but it's good for the stock for this week.
I mean, if the theaters go under because they don't release their movies, the movie chains suffer. That's two businesses that suffer.
Yeah, Tenet was supposed to make a fuck ton of money. It didn't.
Should just release it online.
Like, and it absolutely did.
Cinemas are getting like, okay, even if they put the movies out, nobody's going. What about this? Aren't you understand? And if people go, you can't fill the entire theater.
Apparently,
no, you can't.
The Croods gross like $1 million.
These are laughable numbers.
Before it was like, all right, if you made $100 million, you open a weekend, you might be successful. You might be considered a success.
You automatically went and looked at the budget to say, okay, well, what did you spend to make it though? It was like, oh, that's all you made? Oh, shit.
You cut out the theater. You cut out the cut that the theaters get, because theaters have been getting slowly negotiating and getting a bigger cut of that pie, of that money coming in. Basically, the middleman. Instead of the medium, they're the middleman that they just cut out of that entire thing. Like, now you just say, we don't have to worry about that kind of advertise. We can advertise on our own platform. Don't have to advertise in the movie theaters anymore by having them play our trailers. You know, that costs them money. No, we create a trailer, post it on YouTube, post it up on our streaming platform.
Look at the music industry. I think they were resistant to change, but had to adapt. I mean, some of it was illegal download. Some of it was Apple. But like, even now, you look at how music gets out. People start out on SoundCloud or some other platform.
Spotify.
And you've already destroyed distribution. Or people signing deals, but people still sign the major labels and kind of go the traditional route, but people were buying CDs and then they started buying downloads and now you just stream.
Travis Scott, I thought I misread it at first, but I looked again. No. One fucking album, if he even put his album out this year, I think it came out the year before. Anyway, he barely put out any music. He had 4 billion streams in 2020. 4 billion. Billion. 4 times. Let that sink in.
Okay.
The record industry was forced to adapt. Artists figured out, we don't even need you anymore unless you really want the machine behind you. You don't need it. You can literally be independent your entire career and be fine. Chance the Rapper is Grammy nominated. He is literally independent. The movie theater system, they'll figure it out. AMC, you want an idea. Cinemark, you want an idea. Offer the vaccine when the fuck comes out. As a free part where you buy a movie ticket. Maybe just people.
You can tear down the whole theater like you got right there, rip it all down, turn it into a big ass drive-in.
Got nothing but parking lots in there.
Use your technology. Use that China money and stuff like that. Get your hands on some of that technology or whatever. Tap into the Bluetooth for audio, playing through your own speakers in your car. Come on, man. God damn. Like, I need to be worried for these people. I got ideas for days. God damn. I'll fix all your problems. Dumbass.
And that's the thing. The bad part is there's probably somebody just like you with those same ideas and they never listen to them. Because they think that they know it, or that they just honestly go, oh no, that's not gonna work. You didn't even fucking try. Talk it out and see. What else do you have to lose? You're gonna go bankrupt again and shut down all your theaters. It's about to be a wrap.